Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with an episode 121 of the Position to Profit podcast. And I'm celebrating a bit, y'all. Celebrating that it has been 9 years since I quit my corporate job, turned down a promotion, gave back stock options, and ventured into entrepreneurship. Yes, everyone thought I was crazy. Maybe I am. It doesn't matter because it's been 9 years, y'all. 9 years, and I'm still here. Still. So I thought I would share 9 tips. And of course, these are not all of the tips that you could think about, but I thought that these were the most high level, overarching, significant tips that I can share with you, my dear listener. If you're listening to this and thinking, oh, should I stick with this? Is it worth it? I don't know. What am I missing? I got you. 9 tips after 9 years of entrepreneurship, exclusively here for you. Maybe I'm catching you on your walk, in the car, what have you. All I know is that this is going to be a fun episode, chock full of good stuff that you can walk away with, a little aha here and there, all with the intention of helping you positioning your business to profit. And of course, to have peace of mind, because let me tell you, burnout is not fun and it's unnecessary. You can actually work less and make more. And yes, people say that, but it is actually true. So this is the kind of stuff we talk about in Prolific Cafe. Prolificcafe.com, the community that I host, an amazing community that I host. Check it out at prolificcafe.com. We would welcome you in if you are like-minded and resonate with us. All right. And with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Let's go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right. Happy to be here today to share with you my milestone of 9 years of entrepreneurship. So I have 9 tips for you that you can walk away with and be like, okay, that was helpful, Patty. That was helpful. And that's really my intention. Okay. So here we go. Number one tip over these 9 years that I have learned is you want to get comfortable with your fear. Because if you would reframe this one thing, it will be a game changer for you. When you get comfortable with fear, it means that you're growing. And the ability to be resilient is one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself. And I, for one, was really just in a severe panic about putting myself out there. Speaking from stage, that was a really big one because as you may or may not know, I grew up with a speech impediment. So I was just really hung up on all that stuff. So speaking from stage or being on stage or anything like that where I was a featured speaker was particularly difficult for me. And when I really recognized that the only way to do this thing is to get out of my comfort zone and I'm constantly being challenged with this one thing, it is really a game changer when you reframe what fear means. So in my head, I have reframed fear from, oh my God, it's scary, I'm gonna die, to, okay, I feel fear, so that must mean that I'm growing. And so for you, whether it's speaking on from stage or reaching out to a big influencer that you dream of doing a collaboration or perhaps launching the thing that you have, whether it's a group coaching or course or whatever it is, okay, really take inventory. Where's the fear coming from? And what can you do to reframe it so that it's not so scary? Because the fact is, you can work through the fear. And I have to tell you, it feels really good when you let go of the fear. It can't win, right? Like, you can't be a punk. You can't bow down to fear. You gotta push through it. And it's not even a matter of pushing through it. It's just working through it. I should reframe that. But yeah, that's number one. Get comfortable with fear. Number two, only do work that you really care about. And this was a really, really big one for me because initially I understand that for me personally, when I was in a space that I had quit my job, and I've talked about this before, the fact is every 2 weeks we get a paycheck if we're in a job, right? Typically. So that's if you get paid every 2 weeks or whether it's a week or whatever. So sometimes you're really productive and other times you're not, but it doesn't matter because every 2 weeks you get your paycheck. When you're an entrepreneur, you're in a space of you're creating your own money. And the important thing here is the decoupling of this idea that you're only in it for the money. Because I remember initially I was doing work that I would just take on any work possible. If you ask me, can you do my social media? Yeah, I could do that. Can you do my social media quote cards? Sure, I could do that too. Can you do my web? Yeah, I could do that too. It was ridiculous. And so what it was is I was in reactive mode initially. This is going back 2013. Why? Because I had this deep fear that if I didn't take that work, there wasn't going to be enough. And what I learned is that if you're only going to do it for the money and you're not really aligning with things that you enjoy doing, it's just not going to last. If something feels heavy, don't do it. It's really as simple as that. Because there was another proposition that we had, this is going back 3 years ago or so, two and a half years ago or so, we were taking on, there was an opportunity for us to do funnel work and things like that. I know I did it in 2016, 2017. And just because you know how to do something doesn't mean you should. And I was still in that space where I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try this out, you know, and not really honoring when I didn't love doing something. Well, it felt really heavy and that could lead to burnout. And so ever since I shut down all the things that I don't enjoy doing, oh my God, I started making more money. Imagine that, right? So just imagine the things that you're doing that are heavy for you. You're actually compromising your money-making potential. So it's a little bit of a reverse thought there in that you think because you're just going to take anything, you're going to make more money. No, you're actually turning off the money-making faucet if you're just taking anything. Why not make it light and right and take only the things on that you really enjoy doing? That's tip number two. Number three, celebrate more. Stop and celebrate. I have been notorious in my life for being a workhorse and really just doing, and okay, project done. Yeah, that was a win. Awesome. Okay, so let's get on with the next thing. And I was really not being in gratitude is really what it comes down to. And even though in my mind I thought, yeah, of course I'm grateful, I wasn't stopping and celebrating. So that is a really big win when you understand the power of celebrating, stopping to celebrate, being in gratitude, celebrating the little wins, the big wins. It's all wins. So celebrate, because when you celebrate, it really ignites that gratitude in you. And yes, it's a bit woo, but if you're listening to this, it means you're woo too, probably, right? Just stop to celebrate. Don't move on to the next thing. Stop and celebrate. It's what we do at the beginning of each of our Prolific Cafe calls. I always start out with the calls with wins because we want to elevate the vibe. It really does matter. Tip number four, listen to your intuition more. I will tell you, most of the mishaps that I've had in my business, I'm talking about the really big ones that were very costly, is because I went against my intuition. Your intuition is your true north. It's always going to lead you on the right path. When you listen to your intuition, maybe it means saying no to more things because saying no is not necessarily popular. But when you listen to your intuition and saying, I should be saying no to that thing, because if I say yes, I could potentially regret it, your intuition will tell you. When you listen to your intuition more, it actually frees you from the chains of maybe people pleasing or not honoring what you really want. So listen to your intuition more, because the biggest mistakes that I can tell you that I've made are when I went against my intuition. And that was very, very costly for me in a lot of different ways. So listen to your intuition more. Number five, I discovered the law of Goya. The law of Goya means get off your ass, G-O-Y-A. So how many ways are you overcomplicating your work, maybe procrastinating? And as you may have heard me say, it's productive procrastination. These are all self-sabotaging behaviors to keep you from taking action. And I have to tell you, you're better than that. So my question to you is, what are you waiting for? Why don't you implement the law of Goya and get off your ass and just ship it? Anybody that works with me has heard me say, just ship it. Don't overcomplicate it. Because I can tell you, just working on your business and not shipping it is the equivalent of asking for a car to drive and it's parked and you're not moving it. It's like, it's so ridiculous. Just stop and implement the law of Goya. Get off your ass. Tip number six, share your vision. Sharing your vision is really powerful because I understand the power of words, and our words do not return void. There's so much power in saying what you want in the vision that you want to cast for the business that you want to build. And even if it's really uncomfortable, I encourage you to share your vision. Even if it sounds nutty, you know, even if you're thinking, oh my God, who am I to share this big vision that I have? But if you step into it, even if it's scary, if you're sharing your vision, what's happening is that you are creating a vibrational field in which people who are attracted by that vision or by that movement will know about it. And then they'll get on the ship with you or on the boat with you and say, you know what? I believe in your vision. And they may not say it, but they'll show it. But if you don't say it, they will not know. So it's a disservice if you're not sharing your vision. Share your vision more often. Share it with conviction. Share it as if it is already here. Share your vision. It's a very powerful. Number seven, you cannot do it all. Even though if you think you can, even if you're in a space where you think you're going to save money because you're like, I can't hire anybody right now. I'm not in a position to do that. You're really going to burn the candle at both ends and you just can't do it all. So own how you are wired. Stay in your zone of genius. And what I mean by that is on the DISC profile, I am a high D, high I. And all that means is that my wiring is I'm not one for crossing the T's and dotting I's when it comes to specific type of work. And anytime that I was trying to operate in a way that I'm not wired, it was really heavy and it was causing a lot of uncomfortability. Not because I was afraid to get out of my comfort zone, but because it was something that I shouldn't have been doing. So one of the things that you can do is recognize that you cannot do it all. So take inventory, stay in your zone of genius, and anything else that does not belong in your basket of responsibilities. What can you do to outsource? Hire a team that complements you, right? So the women on my team, are such a compliment to the way that I'm wired. It's like peanut butter and jelly, right? So when you give your team the responsibility to take on those things that are not in your sweet spot or your zone of genius, and really finding the team that complements you and that is in their sweet spot or zone of genius to do the things that you're not good at, it's amazing what happens as a result of that. And I'll tell you that one of the biggest, most powerful decisions that I made was bringing on people that complement me. But it was only when I took inventory of discovering how my wiring is did that work. So you cannot do it all. Make sure that you're staying in your zone of genius, hire a team, give them responsibility, say thank you to them, honor your team because they are really helping you grow your business. Very powerful. Tip number eight, surprise and delight. That is something that I live by all the time. People in my community will tell you that I'm bullish on surprising and delighting wherever possible. Your clients are everything. And I tell my team this as well. I'm like, if it weren't for our clients, we wouldn't have a business, right? And that's how we put food on the table, so to speak. So I honor my clients deeply and I over-deliver whenever I can. And I share with my team to do the same. Over-deliver whenever you can. Go the extra mile. Honor your clients. And if you are sharing with your clients how you can serve them, that's really impactful as well. And that ties into living your brand promise. What is it that you promise your clients and how are you honoring the delivery on that? And that's a bit of course, going in integrity. Be in integrity, honor your clients, share with them how you're going to serve them, and then over deliver. And the fact is that there's going to be clients that leave over time because they move on. They move on to other things and they move on to other opportunities or whatever it is. But what you want to make sure is that if they decide to leave, you want them to make sure that the perception that they have of you is a high one because it's really, really important. So whenever you can, make sure to leave them with the idea that you've done a great service to them in integrity. And tip number nine, okay, earmuffs. If you have kids that are hearing this, put the earmuffs on because I'm about to drop an F-bomb. Listen, tip number 9 is be human. You fuck up. Just own it. We all do it. You're not, it's not like you're that special, okay? We're all just doing the human thing. And what I mean by you're just not that special, meaning you're not perfect. It's okay to make mistakes, to make errors. It's okay to mess up. I've done it before. God knows I've done it before. And just owning the mistake and apologizing, being human about it and say, hey, if I've really screwed up here, how do I make it right? It is my intention to make it right. And admit when you're wrong. Admit when something has not gone the way that you should, or that you tried to make happen in a certain way and it just fell flat, or whatever it is, right? Be human. Be human about it. We all mess up. Just own it. Be okay with making mistakes. And then the most important side of it is that when you do make a mistake, clear the energy around it and move on. Release the drama. Release the attachment associated with it. Because I totally understand that it could be embarrassing, but what you don't want to be in is in the midst of all of the emotion of staying in the emotion of like, I messed up. Oh my gosh, it's awful, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. Just release the drama. Learn from it. Move on. You're just being human. We're all here to have that human experience. It's all okay. Like, it's all going to be okay at the end of the day, right? So make sure that you are just human about it. And when you mess up, apologize. Admit it. Hey, I made a mistake. It's all good. All right. Those were my 9 big tips. I hope they helped you. And as I celebrate my 9th year, I can tell you that there's always room for me to improve on all these tips and all the other things that I'm doing. And even in the space of some of the tips that I've shared here with you, this is a good reminder that you're always going to be fine-tuning, sharpening the saw, and really knowing that this is an iterative process, that what you bring to the table is only as good as the action you take. And one of the best things about being an entrepreneur is that I really believe it's the greatest form of personal growth, because I can tell you from my perspective and my worldview, I've not grown more in any other job in corporate that I ever had than I have as an entrepreneur. So it is such a gift. And if you are in that space where you're venturing in entrepreneurship, whether you're new, seasoned, or in a great high, know that there's ups and downs to it, and it's all how you manage it. And when you learn how to navigate the waters, like being in the ocean, there's going to be some rough tides and there's going to be smooth sailing. But the best part of it is you just got to hang on tight and know that you're in it for the ride. And that's going to build your who you are, how resilient you are, and what you bring to the table, because your message matters. Don't give up on your message. Your message matters. Okay. So that is my share for this week. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. And again, if you feel inclined, please share, rating, and review on Apple or on any of the other podcast platforms. I really, really appreciate it. And then, of course, let's connect on social if we haven't already. And let me know how I could support you in your business, because our community is amazing and it would be wonderful if this is resonating with you to invite you to be a part of it. All right, take care. Hey there, thanks for checking out this episode of Positioning to Profit. Please leave a review if you have gained a benefit from this episode. I appreciate it greatly, and I will give you a shout out on the show as well. I so appreciate the ratings and reviews. Okay, also for the positioning extravaganza, head over to positioningtoprofit.com. There's lots of goodies over there. It's a treasure chest of freebies as well as beautiful courses that will help you to establish your category of one and move your brand forward. And again, connect with me over on socials or on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm on the socials. So I hope to connect with you there, and I look forward to catching up with you real soon.